following is a digital media production.
Hey guys, we have an awesome live episode from Hair of the Dog coming at you. We get a little drunk, gets a little crazy. I hope you enjoy because I had a blast doing it. So check it out, share it with friends, and enjoy. Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Lower East Side, Hair of the Dog. We are live. I gotta say, it's a different episode this week. I'm very pumped about it. We are live from Hair of the Dog on the Lower East Side, Stanton and Orchard. And we're here for day one of the tournament, St. Patrick's Day. I'm super pumped about our guests this week. We got Mansamp here out of the booth and down at the bar. He's here.
How's it going, everybody?
Thank you for coming down. We got Benjo returning, owner of Hair of the Dog. Thank you for having us.
Happy to be back.
Pumped to have you.
Good to have everyone here.
It's 12:50 and it's already... I'm pretty hammered, I gotta say. I'm already there. I had a shot already. And I'm really excited about our guest. He was on the first ever TFM podcast, and now he's back with us on the J Train podcast. Chris DiStefano.
Yes,
thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
Good to have you.
It's good. I'm happy. The people are happy. I'm happy to be here on St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish.
You're half Irish.
I'm half Irish.
How do you feel about St. Patrick's Day?
I think it's bullshit. It's racist.
Look at you.
A lovely Hispanic man dressed like a leprechaun after my people suffered for years through fucking famines, came over here on rat-filled boats, but thanks for putting on the carrot orange beard, piece of shit.
Miguel, you put it on the whole costume.
Thanks, Carlos.
How would it go the other way around? That's what I keep wondering.
Like I was telling you before, like, how would you feel if every freaking, you know, Hanukkah, I just ran around with a yarmulke drinking Manischewitz out of a fucking urn?
I'd be like, you didn't wander the deserts for hundreds of thousands of years.
That's good. To be face down in a pull your own vomit on Houston Street.
It's going to get messy in here.
It's going to get messy. But it's good. This is a beautiful bar, man. This is a really gorgeous bar.
I'm so happy you came, and we're going to answer some emails. You guys can all go follow Chris DiStefano at Chris D Comedy. His website is
ChrisDComedy.com.
ChrisDComedy.com, and you got dates coming up in April. You're going to a lot of colleges?
Mad dates,
yeah. Bro.
Yeah, just check them out. I've been I think I'm Poughkeepsie and then Austin, Texas, and then I got some college shows.
Okay, cool. So everyone go check out Chrissy D. He's the best. So funny. I opened for him at Mohegan. We had a great time.
Good times.
And he's amazing.
What'd they call you? They messed up your order. What was your name? Remember, they messed up your order?
So we go to this place to get a burger, and they, what was it, Theodore?
No, it was something ridiculous. Hubert. Was it Henry?
So we go to this place to get a burger, and we're waiting for the burger, and the show's about to start in like an hour, right?
Right.
And we're like, okay, we got an hour to kill. Let's go get this burger. And you weren't eating. I was getting something to eat.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're just like, Hubert! And I'm looking at you. It was like out of Seinfeld. I was like, I think I'm Hubert.
Yeah. They forgot Jared's. Yeah, Jared. Did you even eat?
I didn't even eat. I was like, I think I'm Hubert. And then the thing was just stand in the window the whole time. And you go, did you just get Huberted?
You Huberted. That show sucked anyway, right? I think.
Hubert?
No, the second. I think that was a small crowd show.
I had a fun time the whole time. I mean, we hated one of the shows.
One of the shows I hated.
Listen, if you're in an audience of a show, you might be hated.
You might be hated.
That's what's it.
Some of your pricks.
So we got some awesome emails. I'm super pumped about today's episode. We have a capacity audience here at Hair of the Dog on the Lower East Side, Stanton Archer. Yeah. It's good to be here. If you can make it out to, we're gonna do more live podcasts. I have a feeling about this. I feel like just want to get drunk more.
It's really good. This is a day to do it.
We did shots of Jameson. Let's get into the emails. JTrainComedy, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. My website. I'm coming out to Portland, Oregon, and Boulder, and Maine. So if you want to come out, JTrainComedy.com. If you want to email this podcast, we love getting your stories, your questions, your whatever you send. It's great. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
By the way, UNC Wilmington is beating Duke 31-27.
Duke either wins the national championship or loses in the first round. Yeah. That's just how it goes with them.
Are you a Duke hater?
Honestly, I was a Bobby Hurley fan.
Okay.
And since then, I kind of been on the bandwagon.
Been on the fan, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what? But, to Chris's point, I don't mind seeing them get knocked out.
Yeah.
Three out of 5 years in the first
round. I like Duke.
I want to see them win 1 year and get knocked out horribly every other year.
Well, this is what they always get knocked out by, some team that nobody's even heard of.
But that's the thing, because I love that people hate Duke, but I also hate Duke people.
And I love when Coach K's face gets really red and sad, and he kind of looks like that, really sulky puppy dog.
I just want to watch the fire burn.
He's got the biggest earlobes I've ever seen in my life, Coach K.
Coach Lobes?
He needs an earlobe reduction.
We'll have to keep an eye on this game.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it. Hooked up with my bros casual hookup.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, J Train, fan of the show, obviously. I've come to you with something I have encountered. Now, I hooked up with this chick this past Saturday on spring break. It just so happens to be one of my fraternity brothers' casual hookups. I had no clue. One of my other brothers knew it happened. He told him that this girl hooked up and was getting around with this guy at the party, but didn't say who. While I was studying, I overheard he broke it off with this chick because of the incident. So me feeling incredibly guilty, I go to my bro and confess that it was me who did it. I explained, didn't know, and how guilty I felt. He seemed to understand. We hugged it out afterward. Now I'm afraid this shit is going to be awkward, and I'm going to get a bad name. Any information regarding my situation would be great. Thanks. Keep up the great work.
Jesus.
What do we think, boys?
I think it's pretty cool that he told them. I would have probably not said anything. How old are they?
I'm on Chris's
page. College. I would have
college.
Yeah. Not cool to tell.
Yeah.
Not cool to tell.
It's worse to tell.
It's worse. I like that they had that hug afterwards where they literally touched the penises that have been.
That guy's gonna hate you forever, no matter what that hug was.
Yeah, that guy isn't happy.
Right. But it wasn't his girlfriend, right?
This is the game we play. This is what this is the fire you're playing with. If you're doing a casual hookup, you have to understand that this is what could happen to you.
It's casual.
It's casual. You can't expect different standards from the person that you're with than the person that you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there wasn't any claim to this girl, it's not like this is my girlfriend, so things like that happen. She's young and living life, and
good for her. She's getting a bunch of dick.
Yeah, I'm sure it's this guy, they're probably both good-looking young lads.
Yeah, and they're going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
I think the other thing is you can't repeat this action.
Right.
You don't want to be known.
Right.
We had a guy in our house. Let's just call him Hypothetical Deej.
Right.
Because I know you like to do hypothetical.
Yeah, I love Hypothetical Deej.
And that guy was just always.
That was his rep.
He was always around for everybody else's, not even sloppy seconds, just everybody else's.
And it'd be interesting because you'd watch him at parties and he'd get sloppy drunk. And then you'd be like, oh, Deej is really putting the pressure on.
Yeah.
You don't want to get deed.
No, you don't want to get. And you would know it. And then the thing is, everyone else talks about you, and you're just like, oh, that's his thing. That becomes your thing. It becomes what.
But
you're
also,
known by.
I think as life goes on, both these guys will realize that this is not a real problem.
Not a real.
This
problem.
Is just. I have a 10-month-old daughter now, so I have actual
Why
real.
Are you gonna bring us down, man?
I have real problems. Like my kid almost choked on a penny yesterday. That's a real problem.
That's a real issue.
So whether I fucked my best friend's girlfriend or not is irrelevant because my kid wasn't breathing.
Chris.
So
Chris almost lost his kid to parental
services.
Yeah,
and you're worried about a casual hookup. What's his name?
Let's call him Deej.
Deej, listen to me.
Yeah.
Shut your fucking whiny bitch mouth, okay? I have a kid to take care of, so if you and your dad could fucking loan me some money, that would be great.
I hope every email comes down to shut the fuck up, I have a kid.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, okay? I have a daughter who's probably going to look like her Zumba instructor mother, and I'm going to have to fucking deal with all you clown assholes for the rest of my daughter's life trying to get in my daughter.
Well,
stay away from my fucking daughter, Deej.
Casual hookup.
Yeah. My daughter will never be a casual hookup. She probably will.
Serious hookup.
We're moving to North Korea.
Yeah, that's
working out for everyone these days. Yeah.
I think if his play, forget it, get over it. Right. But also, don't go back to the well because every time you bring that girl around, that's a reminder that kid's penis is smaller than yours.
There you go.
That's the move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Chris DiStefano at Chris D Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
ChrisDComedy.com at Hair of the Dog right now. You guys got to check out Hair of the Dog. If you're a bro, this is the place to go. That should be your saying.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have a slogan, but
this
I think
is
you just invented it.
It's nice. It's got bros to go.
For bros to go.
Beautiful interior. It's got nice crafty wood, exposed brick.
Yeah.
It's nice. This place is,
all the things you want when you get hammered.
This is fucking free.
Yeah, this is nice.
You got to get on that shit.
It's puke resistant.
Yeah.
Breaking the ice. Hey, insert witty comment about you being Jewish train.
Okay. What?
They give different J nicknames.
Okay.
And usually they hinge on
They hit the Judaism?
Yeah.
Judaism. Judaism.
Me and a pal were discussing the different techniques for approaching girls in groups. I had told them that I had success breaking the ice with groups of chicks by having a buddy go up to the hottest one with me and asking if I could get a picture with them while my buddy takes the photo. Oh
what God. The fuck?
Oh, my God. This kid sounds like a virgin.
This kid's an idiot.
It sounds like he's never hooked up. That's not a good move, right?
Can I have a picture with you? That's not a good... Unless they're a celebrity, I mean, that's not a good move to just take a picture with a girl. Because then all of a sudden, now she's like...
Now she is a celebrity.
You put her... And you're beneath her now.
Yes,
now there's no equality anymore.
And also, if you're going to the hottest one, go to the ugliest one, if anything.
Yeah, and be compassionate.
With this warthog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because that works all the... That's a good point. Because all the time I see guys on dates... in comedy clubs, and you're talking like, this is my first date with her, and they're sitting there not laughing because they're trying to be tough. Because like, dude, you don't understand. If you just show the slightest bit of compassion and being human, she's
humility.
Like, oh, he's ninth.
Yeah.
I'll blow him. If you just sit there like a Buffalo Bill fucking serial killer, she's going to be like, "This, I'm going to wind up with my eyeball in this guy's pocket by tonight. So
this is Buffalo Bill serial killer.
This is just show a little compassion. Take a picture with the girl who's got one leg.
Yeah, and here's the other thing about the hottest girl. She knows she's the hottest girl.
Of course.
She didn't walk in being like, am I number three?
Yeah,
no, she's number one.
You're the seventh. This is the seventh time tonight that someone's asked to take a picture with her. So your move is stupid.
All she's thinking is, oh my God, he's going to masturbate to this later.
Right.
That's all she's thinking.
And
if he doesn't, I will.
All the time.
You guys get,
people take pictures
of girls.
Totally. And so people walk up, the two guys walk up to a group of chicks, and they immediately go for the three hottest chicks in the group of five.
Yeah.
You got to go for number four and five.
You got to go middle of the road.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what, you're trying to. You're trying to hit the target.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, don't go for the bullseye. Just go for the target.
And then the one, two, and three will say, wow.
Wow.
They went for four and five?
Yeah.
Right. You know
I got to up my game.
I got to up my game.
Yeah.
And now one, two, and three want a piece of that.
Yeah. I totally agree. So this guy writes, I think it sounds like a very creepy way to break the ice, and my buddy agreed.
I agree.
However, I am 4 for 4 in getting pictures and breaking the ice with chicks.
But 0 for 4 after that.
Yeah, you're 0 for 4 fucking them.
Yeah.
That's
You're 0 for 4 with human contact.
I have yet to
But you're 4 for 4 in pictures.
Writes, I have yet to have one say no, and I am a decently ugly guy.
I would have guessed that.
That's why they're taking the picture with you. This is
decently ugly.
Yeah,
he's decently ugly. Jesus, Ralph.
This is a make-a-wish she's doing. After hashing it out for a while, we still couldn't decide if this method should be a go-to method for engaging a group of friends, group of chicks. Granted, I do not think this is a method to use if you're alone, but with a group of guys, I think it's a respectable move for a few reasons. One, bitches love to be loved on all platforms. Two, if
that's
they
my next T-shirt. Bitches love to be loved on all platforms. I'm selling that on my next show.
There it is. If they aren't into you, they aren't going to take the picture with you. So it's kind of a telltale sign if the chick is feeling you or not. I'm going to disagree with that completely.
Yes.
Three, isn't it going to be? It isn't going to be the creepiest line that the chick hears all night, dude. If you're judging it, your creepy move by other creepy moves. That's the wrong way to judge things.
Yeah.
I know, guys. I told a girl I had diarrhea on Bumble today, okay?
Yeah.
I think that counts as the creepiest.
Open with the truth. That's what I would say. Like, if I'm single again, I'm going to open with, look, I got a 10-month-old daughter, a Puerto Rican baby mama who cuts bitches. Let's go get some pizza.
Let's get nuts.
Yeah, come into my life.
let's put your life in danger.
I'm like, hey, do you have a security guard? We can go on a date then.
You want to get dangerous? I got a Puerto Rican.
Wait until you meet my Puerto Rican baby mama.
Somehow when you told, I mean, I don't know how we got lost here, but when you told the girl that you had diarrhea, was she like, hey, I don't know how Bumble works, but like, hey, I'm Sally, what do you do for a living? And you're like, I have diarrhea.
She wrote, here was her message to me on Bumble, and I took a picture of it. I'll be posting it on Instagram later today.
Did she get notified that you screenshot that, like Snapchat?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, that's good.
So I'll be posting this on Instagram. My Instagram is Jared Freed on Instagram. She wrote, did you have Campbell's soup today? Because you are good.
Okay.
That's what she wrote. Okay. And my response.
That's a good pickup line.
It's a good pickup line. And I wrote, I actually did, and it gave me horrible diarrhea. FYI, always check the date on the clam chowder.
And what'd she write back?
She wrote back, Bumble has been really weird this morning.
I'm so happy we got that story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, great pickup, Benjo. So this guy writes, so after the long debate, we decided to take the question of the preacher rabbi himself, in parentheses you, to get your professional opinion on the matter. What do you think? I mean, we've already said what we think. We don't think the picture method.
I don't think it's a good method.
No. The method, and I will always say this, you will have to, listen, every guy thinks that eye contact means interest, and that's not the case.
Right.
You know, our moms told us we looked handsome in a suit, so we think every girl thinks we look good. So the fact of the matter is, side comments.
Right.
That's my move. You got to, like, you got to be next to her at the bar, and then you got to be drinking, and then you can be like, you gotta make throw some other dude under the bus. So if I saw you at the bar taking a picture with a group of girls, I'd be like, did you see that guy, that fucking loser, taking pictures with the girls at the bar? And then she'd be like, I know, what a creep. And I'd be like, wanna do shots? In. You yeah. just fucking, you got me laid with your four right. for four on pictures.
That makes sense.
You yeah. know? Because now she's in on the joke. Now we're together talking about something. Hate is the universal, you know, bringing things together.
Right. I mean, or well, what if she could also take, that could backfire though. She could be like, that guy you're talking about is my brother who's handicapped.
Then we're not hooking up.
You know? And the reason why he's taking pictures is because yeah, he's just like, he likes the flashy.
He has horrible Asperger's.
He likes the flashy sounds that the camera phone makes. And then you just feel like an idiot. Like,
oh, listen, yeah. I'm with the Make-A-Wish yeah. Foundation. This was a test.
Yeah, then you got to go get him some of those chocolate coins.
Yeah. This is a test. I just want to make sure no one's bullying. I'm with the Anti-Bullying Association, and you pass.
Yeah, you pass. There you go. Yeah, you can always make it work for you, I guess.
I
you got to think on your feet.
Turn it, but I'm saying,
I would take an improv class. That's what I suggest. Any guy's trying to get pussy, take an improv class.
Totally agree.
And then you can improv with these girls. Whatever they say, you can fucking shoot it back.
Just shoot it back.
Shoot it back.
Also, negativity never gets you in.
Okay.
And the improv taught me that the most. I think
right.
They,
so it's yes and.
Yes and. So you yep. want to, yeah. Oh, I have a small dick. Yes, I have a small
yes.
dick.
Yeah.
And huge balls.
Oh, you're a Zoom instructor? Me too.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to prove it.
Dating insight.
Okay.
So this guy writes, Jared, your advice is always on point, so I'm coming to you for some insight.
By the way, just real quick, Duke is still losing. I just want to put that out
so
there.
So Duke is losing, and we're at the end of the first.
Oh! Buzzer beater for Duke. So at half, so they're down.
Huge.
That's huge.
That's
Duke is
going to
win now. Yeah. Duke will win now.
That's my friend Mo. Momentum.
Mo. Momentum.
I'm bringing lots of dad jokes after second
nice.
Shot at
nice
Jameson.
Nice Jewish fella. Moisha Mentum.
Moisha Mentum almost maybe spit up my beer. I'm a post grad who very recently got out of a long term relationship. I'm talking Tinder and Bumble were not even around when I first got locked down. Well, now that things have ended, I'm using both apps as well as getting a few numbers at the bar, etc. Eventually, I foresee a few of these matches with the more attractive women leading to dates / hangouts. Since you're the guy coined, you gotta zig when everyone else zags, the insight tactics I was hoping to get from you is how does a guy go about turning these first date hangouts into being a woman's number one 2 a.m. option on the weekends? I obviously understand that attractive women are going to have a number of options when it comes to getting their holes rolled. Oh, my God. Oh, holes
their
rolled.
Holes rolled.
Wow.
Chrissy D has a daughter, everybody.
Oh, my God.
You cannot write
the
in with this shit.
Holes rolled. I have another T-shirt idea.
What's that? That started out respectable.
Yeah. Right. The holes rolled. We've heard worse on this
But
podcast.
There's nothing he could do. That's all about sexual performance on if you're going to be the 2 a.m. I don't think that... The 2 a.m. has nothing to do with you as a person.
Well, how do you get that first 2 a.m. is really what... Because he just wanted to see how you go about setting yourself apart.
How do you get
apart.
Like in the 2 a.m. rotation?
How do you set yourself apart on Bumble dates other than just having a date plan so you have a better chance of being the first guy on her roster for the U-Up text? So he's not looking... He's looking to get around a
he's
little bit.
He's not sensitive. Yeah, he's looking... He wants a...
By the way, there's not
sex.
That many chicks sending the U-Up text.
No.
It's dude sending the U-Up text.
It's got to be from his side.
Yeah, and the affirmation coming from the other
you
side.
You got to send out... Like, you got to chum the waters. You got to U-Up the whole world.
Right.
And hope that a couple come back and then you have options.
It's funny that he wants the first date to turn into a 2 a.m. get laid instead of, like, a first date turn into something more.
Here's the move.
He's like, I just want this little bit more.
I agree. You don't first date anything.
Yeah.
You first meet up. You can't date because you can't make it a more serious. You can't invite her to a serious thing that you don't want to be serious.
Okay.
My advice is speed. You got to be a speed technician. So you have to get the hangout happening within three messages.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is you have to open. This is why the apps should only be used from Thursday to Sunday.
It's a good rule.
So you say, so you use the app on a Thursday, and you're like, the girl on Bumble will talk to you first. And then your first answer is, what are you up to tonight? Here's the zig where everyone's at.
Right.
Because the problem with these dating apps is that guys dance around for so long that girls are so used to all these guys hovering around a meetup.
Right.
So they're just a helicopter, like, boop, 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 you know,
right.
Like, they're just hovering around because they're still swiping while they're talking to them.
Right.
You have to make her feel like
You're
the only match for
her. Yeah, you got to be fucking black cock down.
Black cock down. So
yeah.
Black cock down.
Black cock down,
black
I said.
I thought that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's, what I thought.
That's a new point.
And if I didn't, that. I was
black
like, that's
cock down.
Really good.
The hovering
black
helicopters
down.
Over Bumble.
So you have to make a move quick. So what are you doing tonight? And then it's you have to invite her to a situation that is non-threatening. Group situation. So I've done this before. Well, I'll be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And then she'll be like, out with my friends. We're doing a pregame. Not sure about the rest of the night. The not sure about the rest of the night is your opening. That's the hole you want to run through.
Right.
Because then you're saying, okay, here's your plan. I'm going to give you the plan. So you say, me and my buddies are going to this bar for a birthday party or some bullshit. We're going to this place later. Air the
for
dog.
A birthday party. Yeah. What are you, 12?
Yeah, a lot of birthday parties happening. Yeah, for
I was
going to
say trivia night, but I'm not even sure that's cool.
Comedy club is a nice thing, too, to throw out there.
Yeah, it looks like you're interesting. You've got you go to comedy club.
And I'm not just saying that because that's what I do. I'm saying it's just a nice thing to take a girl to, and then that's that open-ended thing.
Totally. So
I can keep going.
I'm going with my buddies to do A. We are going to be at B. And invite her and her friends. You say, hey, I want you and your friends should come to B. She will either yes, no, or maybe you. Okay? No and maybe are the same thing. Yes is I'm game.
Confirmation.
A confirmation. Now you're in a situation that is not serious. It's a hangout more than a date.
Right.
So if you said, okay, I'm going to Hair the Dog later tonight. Come meet us. I'm with a bunch of buddies of mine. If she's single, she's got single friends. They're all looking to meet guys. One of them is going to get a boyfriend. One of them is going to get fucked. You want to be with the fuck girl.
Right.
That's
I like
the
that.
Move.
That's a good move.
Our buddy Peaches got lucky in that situation a couple weeks ago.
He did that move?
At Off the Wagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a group of girls that came after a comedy show, and there was a bunch of dudes hanging out, and Peaches made out.
This is the move, because you want to be the fringe dude that gets invited for this event, too, because you weren't on the app. You weren't making promises, too.
Yeah.
That's another move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chris DiStefano.
Make America great again.
That's what we're doing right now.
By the way, you should see all of my kitchen staff and busboys wearing We're Making America Great Again hats.
Oh, that's really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they are Hispanic.
Oh, yes. We'll have to get one of those hats out here next time.
I got
to
get one of those.
They should be like the Mexican flag.
We'll have to ask our boy Danny to take his green hat off and get us one of those.
Yeah, take blatant disrespect to put on more blatant disrespect.
We're at Hair of the Dog on Stanton Orchard. We're here with
good
Chris.
Bar.
Act
best quesadillas I've had in a long time,
there
by the
go.
Way.
Made by
very
the,
good.
We're
that's
making
what we're
America
known for.
Great again.
Yeah, made by one of the make your we're making America great again.
At Chris D Comedy here with us. So happy to have him here. I'm
rolling holes. Is that what he said?
Rolling holes
all day. Rolling holes here until 2 p.m.
St. Patty's Day, first day of March Madness. Holes.
Rolling holes, baby.
I'm two JMOs deep. We're about to get crazy. This is summer wedding madness.
Okay.
Never did you think that rolling holes and wedding talk would be on the
same
podcast,
thing.
But we're doing it here today.
You heard it
on
here
the
first.
J Train podcast for you. I am going to a wedding over the summer. I've been to plenty of weddings, but this is the first of the best friend weddings. I am a groomsman for it, so I can bring a date. The problem is that I'm bringing my best girlfriend as my date. When I first told her about it almost a year ago, she jumped at the opportunity and basically invited herself as my date. I have known her since freshman year. We're now seniors. However, I have only been best friends with her for the past 2 years. It starts as strictly only seeing her as a friend and nothing more. We have both had multiple flings and relationships since becoming best friends and even tell each other the gory details. Unfortunately, After my last fling ended, I developed hardcore feelings because I wanted my girlfriend to also be my best friend.
Gay.
Oh, my God. This is officially the gayest email we've gotten on the J Train podcast.
This is not something to answer at Hair of the Dog.
No.
Yeah. Rolling Holes Day.
Our friend group.
Go watch Bridges of Madison County. And then
I can now see myself being serious with her. Our friend group has always joked around about us being the perfect couple and that we secretly like each other, but we both have ignored it. Now it's to the point where we say we love each other in a friendly way. Ugh. Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
My dick is inside of me right now.
This is the worst email I've heard in a while.
Which I thought was weird, but she started it, and I went along. Also, I had just transferred when she visited me. We slept together, but nothing happened. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say, I just transitioned. That's what I thought
There's
when you said transfer.
There's tons more I can go into, signs or hints or whatnot, but for the sake of time, I'll get to the question. Do I make the move at the wedding, see if there's something there? I mean, she can she really expect this destination wedding in our own hotel room that I'm paying for to be strictly platonic? Or is it the time to make moves to be made? Or is she seriously that oblivious? If I'm walking into a situation that could hurt our friendship, I love her too much to ruin our friendship.
Oh, my God.
But then again, I can't even think about trying to date anyone else right now with the what if hanging over my head. Sorry for the lengthy email, but I can seriously use the advice. Also, just a few days ago, she told me that she started talking to some dude. Oh. It's a cuckold situation.
Jesus Christ. He's oblivious. She's oblivious. He's oblivious.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Her last long-term relationship that she told me was she's talking to someone new. Even though I know she had talked to a guy since then, she didn't tell me. So I'm lost right now. Any help would be appreciated.
Do we even have to answer this?
Can we just take a time out? How do you think all these guys know each other?
I don't know where they... A UN meeting.
This is...
Yeah. They're
this is
every race.
They went to community, they're community college
where
buddies.
Where are you guys coming from?
Oh, that answers the question.
Give him the microphone. He got so excited about having this microphone.
He's got an Under Armour t-shirt on.
How are you, dude? Where are you coming from?
Yonkers.
Yonkers? What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, nice to meet you, man. And you're here with all your buddies?
Yeah, we're here. Okay. We're just here.
Okay, good. You were very excited to have the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
And you wore your Under Armour. We're training after this. We're going to the gym. doing the 40 after this.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you for coming, man. I'm happy.
Doing
you
a fucking tough mutter.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, man. Dude, we got all kinds at this bar. It's great. I'm happy you came, Kevin here.
Big Kev.
What do we think?
Kevin had good teeth.
Great teeth.
Very white teeth. Good teeth, dude. You actually do.
Teeth game strong.
His boy looks like Rufio from Hook.
Yeah, he does.
Rufio is a good dude.
So what do we think of this guy?
I don't even want to talk to this guy.
Who's obviously gay.
Yeah.
No. I feel for him, though.
All right. No, but
he's stuck in the friend zone.
But he said that she's talking to another guy now. So what is he waiting for?
Here's how she can rationalize it. You have been calling each other best friends. So and you invited her to a wedding that you were invited to. So, yes, of course she can rationalize you paying for the hotel and you, because it's your wedding. If you make the move at a thing that is yours, she can feel tricked by that. Don't you think?
Right. Of course. But I think that he's calling her oblivious. She was calling him oblivious. He's oblivious to this whole thing. You know what I mean?
And also, their friendship is a lie. Everything he does is in service of him becoming her boyfriend. So he has not made one honest physical maneuver.
Yeah, but didn't he say that she was the one that initiated saying I love you and different shit like that? And she jumped at the chance to go to the wedding.
This is the thing. He's taking those words and he's making them more than they are. She's saying those things because they're friends. I love you as a friend. Girls throw around the word best friend.
Yeah, but she might be throwing vibe to him. And to me, I feel like
I think
agree
he should
Chris,
come out with her before the wedding. It shouldn't happen at the wedding.
Right,
sure.
She's keeping him around for like just in case. He's in the just in case zone.
He's got to step away and be like, "Hey, I enjoy your company so much." Next time they have a sleepover, he's got to try and go for a kiss.
100%.
He's got to go
fuck
for
that.
A kiss.
I would go right to grab her pussy. That's what I would go for. You're past the kiss.
The J Train podcast does not endorse grabbing pussy. But in this case, fine.
If you want to do a little pussy pinch, see how that makes her feel.
He'll ruin that weekend if he gets shot down.
Yeah. Miserable guy at the wedding. Yeah.
But it's good for him. People need to go through a little bit of heartbreak to wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
He needs this.
So, but my advice to him is do this before the wedding.
Definitely.
Also, if you get invited to a wedding with a plus one and you're single, don't bring a plus one.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, try to bang an eager bridesmaid.
Yeah, especially if you're young. At 27 and above, okay, you're dating some chick, bring her to the wedding.
This
below
guy looks
27,
like the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
The hat is crazy.
The hat is crazy.
I love the hat, dude.
What's that? good to see you again.
I wish we were streaming. So
someone just yelled in. And he saw
this
me.
This guy looks like he walked right out of fucking Uzbekistan.
Yeah. So listen, if you're, we saw each other up at Upper West. Yeah. I do remember that. So if you're gonna bring, you can't bring someone away. It's disrespectful to the people that invited you because they're paying for a plate for some chick you're trying to bang.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
Doesn't make sense.
$1.50
in New York City minimum.
Yeah. So also, if you're going to a wedding below the age of 27 and below, there are single people looking to hang out.
100%.
It's the best place to get laid.
You got a hotel. You got everything you need right there.
Everything, and it's on the reservation. There's no place to go otherwise. There's no other dude at the bar that's gonna show up and be like, better than you.
And you can get
fine space.
That's the best time too, because a lot of women are there and like seeing their friends or whomever get married, they're happy, but then they get let down because they're single.
Totally.
Who's standing there fucking this pussy?
Yeah.
And the other thing is being the Jewish
guys. This no fucking
this,
pussy.
This pussy.
Being
this the no
Jewish
pussy
guys
pussy.
That we are.
Yeah.
You can go to a wedding and not have to buy drinks for anybody.
Totally.
Everything's free.
Totally.
So you go, you get all the free stuff, everyone gets loaded, and then you get laid.
Right.
This is why I don't trust the Bachelor winner. Like, they never have to buy the girl a drink. Like, there's never a point that Ben Higgins on The Bachelor has to be like, oh, I got the tab.
Right.
Like, how do they know he doesn't split tabs?
Yeah, you don't
how
know.
How do they know?
My dad calls it flipper hands when you go for the wallet.
The wallet, but you're faking out.
Yeah, you fake it out.
This guy, anyone going to weddings, go single. You'll have a much better time. This guy has so much pressure on this wedding that it's almost his prom.
Right.
You know?
It's ridiculous. And it's all. I feel like if you're going on any date, even if you're happy in a relationship, there's always a fight in a wedding with whomever you bring because the girl gets upset that they're not married or you're
totally.
Not. It's just, it's never go. Go
never
single.
Fun.
Or go with a guy.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM Podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
We're here with Chris DiStefano at Chris D Comedy.
That's it.
Go find him, support him. Funny fucking comic.
Hell yeah.
I love watching him on stage. We're here at Hair of the Dog Stand in Orchard. Come to this bar. Listen, you can come here and mention Benjo at the bar, and every bartender will get mad because they're like, from the fucking podcast, and then they'll give you a drink.
Yeah. So if you want free shit, but you want to get the bartenders mad at you, you should come here.
You should come here.
Yeah.
This is from a female listener.
Uh-oh.
Is my almost boyfriend attracted? Is my almost boyfriend attracted?
Are you going to show us a picture to make that decision?
Well, hey, Jay Elephant Train. I hope that better be about my dick.
Yeah, 100%.
Love the podcast. I'm a 23-year-old girl, almost a year out of college. I've been dating this guy for a month now. We met spring semester last year in class, but we had each had boyfriend-girlfriend at the time. We reconnected about a month ago, started dating and hooking up right away after our first date. We see each other maybe once during the week, spend at least a day together on the weekends, and he's taken me on a couple of nice dates. I like him a lot. We haven't had the talk yet, as I feel it's too soon. Problem is that he's not a cuddler when I sleep over, and we don't text goodbye, etc. There's sexual tension that is rarely broken except when we initiate sex. I feel like he's not attracting me. Maybe it's just into my personality. Not the worst, but I also want to feel pretty. I don't think he's seeing anyone else. Yesterday, we hung out and didn't have sex. This was a first. We always have sex when we hang, aside from the times we've gotten together for lunch during the workday. Is this guy more interested in me as a girl who's a friend than a girlfriend? If not, how do I push past this weird physical barrier between us? This is a good email. What do you think?
I tapped out in the middle of it. Can you take it?
Yeah.
Can you? I can't keep listening.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Wasting your time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I have an opinion on this.
There's a commercial for the quesadilla burger right now in Applebee's, and I'm getting horny, so just keep talking. Because I haven't been eating like that, but I really want to go jerk off to a fucking quesadilla burger. Oh, that is?
That's me rubbing your
Thanks,
leg.
Thanks, Henry. Jay Elephant.
I think there have been girls I've dated that the sexualness of the dating is very mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always put that on
robot
her.
Pussy.
Robot pussy. Yeah. That's what I call it all the time. And this is what I'm saying, where you feel like the makeouts are like happen when they should happen. You know, nothing is ever out of the ordinary.
Right.
It's kind of boring.
It's not spontaneous.
And sometimes I just want the girl to just grab a dick.
Just grab a dick.
Like you talked about, like grab the pussy.
Grab a pussy.
I think this girl needs to grab the dick.
Yeah,
she needs to go outside of the comfort
of her comfort zone, and yeah, and I would say grab a raw dick. Don't grab through the pants. Just grab his raw cock.
Yeah. That's what you want. And I think what we're saying here is get a little weird. If he won't get weird with you in public, he's probably not that into you.
That's
like if
true.
You're at a bar and you just like literally you just stroke over his pants.
Yeah.
Like a half a stroke.
Right.
He'll be like, oh shit, and then he'll give that hand back to you.
Right.
You want to see if it gets a little weird in public. If he won't get weird in public, that means he's worried that other girls are going to see him with another girl.
Right.
You need to kind of, it's what you need to do the girl version of pissing on the tree.
Okay.
And you have to do a public, you know, flirtation that he has to give back to you.
Right.
You know, you ever hear a girl call her boyfriend babe a lot?
Sure.
And she does it loud, and it's almost like a siren to let other girls know that is her boyfriend.
Right.
She needs to do the physical version of that.
Right.
This is hilarious. This is we're looking at the hat now. We are making America great again.
It's a great hat.
All the Latinos are wearing at Hair of the Dog. We're going to put it on Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat. JTrain56 on Snap.
I'm on Snap CDTV.
Maybe wear it for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, CDTV.
Who chose that for you?
I don't know.
A marketing company?
Probably, yeah.
So, listen, what I'm saying to her is go outside of the comfort zone in a public way. Because that will his reaction will tell you everything you need to know.
Right.
If he won't make that happen in the public, then he's worried about other girls saying, you need, like, do the babe, but with your hand.
I agree.
That's the move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chris DeStefano at Chris D Comedy. Go follow him. Support him. Fantastic. We're going to do one more email, then we'll
go
to hypotheticals.
All right.
You ready? We're here at Hair of the Dog. Let's do a high school one.
Oh, yeah.
I like a good
Let's
high school
Let's get illegal.
Email. Let's get weird. Ready? I'm drunk enough for a high school email. I think we could do that.
Your eyes have been closing by every 15 minutes.
I also drank last night. I think this is a little bit of last
Shampoo
night.
Shampoo effect?
What's that?
Shampoo effect?
Is that what it is?
Have you heard that?
No, what's that?
The girls here probably know about the shampoo effect.
What's that?
It's like you get fucked up the night before, and then you have a drink, and you get fucked up right again. It's like you shower, your hair dries before the shampoo gets out of the hair, and then you go in the shower, it gets all soapy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The girl thing? Every girl just shook their head no.
Yeah, okay. You know what? It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Okay. What is, man, Sam, you got?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's 1:30.
1:30.
Yeah.
This is the time to be drunk.
You know where your children are.
It's 11 a.m. somewhere.
Yeah.
So prom dilemma. Hey, J-Train, love the podcast. Always keeps me laughing and puts me in a good mood before class. So to get right into it, I've got quite the situation. I think you're upselling this, buddy. Chris has a kid.
Yeah. Nothing in high school is quite the situation.
No,
yeah.
Kid swallowing a penny. Yeah. It's a situation.
Yeah.
I'm a senior in high school, and like most senior guys at this time, I'm looking for potential prom prospects. You know this guy loves himself when he's discussing prom dates as baseball.
As prospects.
Minor leaguers. Some girls have shown their interest, but most of them aren't my type. There's one girl.
God.
This guy's got options.
This is the guy that thinks making eye contact is the girl showing interest.
Yeah.
This is this kid.
There's one girl that I'm interested in taking, but there's one problem. She lives 9 hours away.
Oh, that's a big problem.
Oh, yeah,
I would say when you fucking have to take the bus everywhere because you're 13 years old.
Are you going
to
put her on the front of your bicycle?
Yeah. Hopefully your mom's got a trip coming up to fucking Duluth, Minnesota, wherever the hell she works. You fucking idiot.
You're right. She's a 788. So we have a rating system.
Right. You're talking about it.
Face, body, personality. 788. And could see us
doing
well together.
First of all, where do you live in this world that 9 hours away is a possible prom prospect? Where
you
live in Fargo, North Dakota?
What Reddit page did you meet her on?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What, does she live in Brazil?
She used to live here, but moved the summer after her junior year. A couple of weeks ago, she was visiting one of her friends, and we hooked up at a party doing most everything but sex. Hold on. What is most everything?
Yeah, what is most everything to a kid this age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You touched an areola.
Yeah, what'd you kiss her neck?
She confessed her feelings for me and not how she felt them for a long time. Since grade school.
Since
2 hours ago.
Yeah, since.
Since then, we've exchanged some nudes. Nudes.
That's good.
Some boudoirs.
Nice.
What are you talking about?
Little nudies.
Over Snapchat just to keep each other interested before she comes back at the end of April for a month-long high school internship back here. So she'd be here for my school's prom. oh, should I stick with her and wait until April, not getting anything but the occasional nude, thereby securing a prom date, or go with one of the other girls back here, one in particular that has shown interest and is fairly hot and would definitely be down for prom sex? Thanks, J-Train. Love the new podcast name. You're going to do big things. Disclaimer, everyone mentioned above is 18, including myself. Thank
all
you
right,
for the
disclaimer. Now we can talk about it.
I appreciate that.
Now let's talk about your dick.
Yeah. I would say go for the one who he thinks he can have prom sex with.
The one at home?
The one at home.
Yeah,
you're
going to
risk something 9 hours
away?
What are you going to do? Who's coming 9 hours? Why?
Well, he said that she has an internship that is in, that she'll be in his town for the prom.
That Uber's going to be expensive.
Yeah, that's a big Uber.
It's a big,
I don't know. I think at that age, how many options does he truly have?
I don't think many.
And also,
he's upselling.
Right now, what he's saying is, I have a girl that will bone me now, but you still would have to bone that girl until the prom.
Right.
So right now he's living in a world where he's living in a fantasy that is fun to live in.
Right.
He's got the nudes coming in. She's coming in later in the year. He can flirt up this girl that's obviously flirting with him.
Right.
Take the flirt now and the girl that is going to be out there in the future. That's the move.
That's the move.
Yo, this kid's face is so drunk.
It's unbelievable.
Did you just look that way? Or
it's like something.
All you. Eat it.
His
eat
face
it, eat
is
it.
There's a kid.
Yeah.
He's eating it. He just ate the
we're
food
making
off our
great again.
Plate.
He's.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
That's how Yonkers rolls.
He.
For the listeners at home. How
he gave himself fetal alcohol syndrome today. Like, that's what his face looks like.
Doesn't
he
really?
He turned
like
his face into fetal alcohol syndrome.
Do you guys have food in Yonkers?
He just took.
No
he
food.
Just took a bite of food that literally would choke a small bear.
Can you describe Yonkers to our listeners?
I don't know.
Chris grew up in this area.
I know
area.
About Yonkers.
How do you describe Yonkers?
It's like the white part that's right above the Bronx.
Yeah.
It's the white Bronx.
What's
the white Bronx?
Uptown. The nicer part of the Bronx. Was this guy saying.
Well, maybe tell our listeners what the Bronx is all about.
Why though. Does he look like he's not Asian, but he is Asian right now?
Yeah.
His eyes are slits. Oh, he got high. Okay. I don't know. The listeners at home, what's your name, man?
I think this kid has a less than 30% chance of making it through the day.
Yeah. What's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy what?
You have sour cream on your palm, just so you know. You have sour cream on your palm.
I feel like he
I'm
just came right out of a Goodfellas movie.
Jimmy makes me want to
puke.
He
looks like Spider.
Okay, well,
thanks,
thank
Jimmy.
You for, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, my N-word.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy, my African American.
Can we see your ID?
Yeah, we're gonna need to see some ID.
You gotta take a picture of this.
Chris, thank you for coming on and
thanks for having me, man.
Answered some emails.
This is good.
Go find Chris on Twitter at ChrisDComedy.
Snapchat CDTV.
CDTV on Snapchat. Oh, it's not. His name is he can't give out his full name. I'm not gonna do that. I gotcha. Sorry. Let's just put it out there. He was born in 1994.
Yeah.
I have memories from 94. That's weird for me. We're going to go to some hypotheticals. You guys ready for hypotheticals? Let's do it. This will be a fun part of the podcast, I think, for everyone.
Jimmy, you want the sour cream?
Jimmy just took a lick of sour cream that makes
Jimmy
me never want to have
like
children.
Jimmy looks like he's got a Lex Steel load on his lips right now. That's how much sour cream he's got all over his face.
Any other day, Jimmy would be thrown out of this bar, and today he's the most popular kid.
But today he's celebrated because of you racist Irish
kid in town.
Let's go to some hypotheticals. J-Train, would you rather be the Bachelor or win the Bachelorette?
Oh.
So be the Bachelor or win the Bachelorette. So this guy writes, I'll go ahead and say that I would rather win the Bachelorette. Nothing more manly than beating out a bunch of other dudes for one girl, right? What say you, Chris?
I'd rather be the Bachelor because all the other guys fuck the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way. I'd 100% the Bachelor.
Benjo, what do you think?
I'd be the Bachelor, yeah.
Bachelor.
I'm fucking them all.
Man, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, the whole crowd's saying Bachelor. Christy said
the crowd
bachelor.
Says the Bachelor.
You
go with the Bachelor. Here's the thing. I watch The Bachelor, and you get to. I'm a big fan of The Bachelor. I live tweet it every week. And here's what I'll say about The Bachelor. It is the best commercial for future fucking. So not only are you getting with the 40 girls that are there, it's the millions of women at home.
Sure.
So there's so many points where he's looking at these girls being like, You're beautiful. You're fantastic. You're just not the one I love today. And there's some girl at home being like, I'm going to fucking blow that guy.
Yeah.
The first chance I get. Love me. I want him to love me in the way that he loves her.
Yeah.
So there's millions of women at home that all you're doing is showing them the guy that they don't have.
Yeah.
And they're like, my boyfriend never says he loves me.
Right.
And now when you go to Buffalo like I am this weekend, hey, everyone in Buffalo, hint, hint, I'm a
come
nice guy. You're going to want to get with me.
Yeah. Let him fill up. Get filled up with some Jarridges in
some
Buffalo.
Some wing sauce.
Some wing sauce. Let's,
hey, J-Train, I'm listening to Friday's pod with the hypothetical about Leo versus Gronk. Inspired a Leo-themed hypothetical. Would you rather be the Wolf of Wall Street or the Great Gatsby?
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Wow.
You mentioned Gronk. Gronk has been the hair of the dog.
So we brought this up. Let me just say that hypothetical got the audience very revved up.
Very excited.
Right.
They got revved up in a gay for the Gatsby type of way. Now, hold on.
Just very easy, quick story. Gronk ordered 2 vodka sodas. And when I gave him 2 vodka sodas,
so he was here at Hair of the Dog on Stanton Orchard.
He said he meant 2 vodka soda pitchers.
Wow.
When you're that size, yeah. A glass that big must feel
and
like a thimble.
And then I look up, and Gronk just starts rearranging the furniture.
Really?
I'm like, Gronk, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just setting up my own beer pong table.
So he's doing exactly what you would expect Gronk to do.
I'm like, I have one in the corner. He's like, no, those people are playing over there. I'm just going to set my own one up over here.
Does anybody have any intel on what happened on that Gronk cruise? Did you guys talk about that?
No, we didn't talk about it, but there's video of like people like having sex on stage and shit. That Gronk cruise is the best thing that ever happened.
Amazing.
I just love that he was like, someone pitched to him. They're like, so Gronk, we want you and your family to go on a cruise, and then people are just going to fuck in front of you. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Right.
No thought about brand or whatever. It was just like, so what do you think? Are you going Gatsby or Wolf of Wall Street Leo? Who are you being? The guy writes in this email, the Wolf has the hot wife and the crazy fun and all the money, but Gatsby has the wild parties and the huge house and all the 1920s crazy shit, plus the bliss of not knowing all the drinking and smoking is bad for you. I think I'd take Gatsby. What say you?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of why?
100%. Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
He got so much more pussy in that movie.
Yeah.
He's got the stockbroker life is unbelievable.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't the Great Gatsby die? No.
I don't know.
Also, it's the Great
Gatsby. Yeah, what do we actually know about
also,
Gatsby?
I don't want to live in fucking 1920.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're just talking lifestyle anyway. The Quaaludes look really fun in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
I'm going Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, Adam Carolla always says, like, the best time to live is, like, pre-Coke, pre-AIDS. That's an Adam Carolla thing.
Right.
And this is mid-AIDS. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of nervousness. What's this? Hold on. We're getting products thrown at us. Yeah.
What's your name?
What's your name? Wait, get him on the mic. Let's get him on. Greg, what are you here to push on
it's
this
Greg.
Podcast?
I'm doing a shameless plug for the Money Mask.
And what is money the Money Mask? Sleep. Explain it in one sentence or
it's
less.
It's a sleeping mask with shredded cash inside of it.
Okay.
I heard of Wolf of Wall Street. I said, yeah, I got to come
this
by.
This fits our audience pretty well, I got to say. I'll put it on Snapchat.
Home run by
it
Greg.
Out.
If that doesn't end up on Shark Tank, I don't know what will.
Pitch it to us. What? Hold on. Get him on the mic.
I got rights from the government, basically the Treasury Department, to get shredded cash to make products.
Okay.
And that's the Money Mask. So that's our first product.
You have a
so
patent?
Far. Yeah, I got a patent, trademark, all that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
How much for an investment?
Oh, shit, that's a great question.
How much do you think this company's worth?
No,
for shredded money.
They sell us for $13.99 on the website.
So it's worth $13.99.
Add a couple of zeros and commas. Fuck
I'm
it.
I'm putting it on Snapchat. Give me the name. What's it called?
It's the Money Mask.
Money Never Sleeps with a Z? Okay, I don't know, man. We're going to work on your marketing. But I like your gusto.
Just a beer. Just wants a beer as an investment.
Dude, yeah. I like your hustle. We got you on the Snapchat. This is the Money Mask.
There you go.
Money Never Sleeps with a Z.
With a Z.
So I'll say this. I would go Gatsby.
Why?
Because I like the thought that literally people know your house is the party and they come to you and no cell phone, right. Random chicks.
Right.
The only issue is like the pill technology. I wouldn't be comfortable with like the safety of the sex at that point.
Right.
But the Wolf of Wall Street life to me seems exhausting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everything he had to do was a taxing on his body.
Yeah, but Margot Robbie is the hottest woman
on
the planet.
That is true. Very tough.
I mean, we can barely make it through what we have, let alone being that guy.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Chris DiStefano at Chris D Comedy. We're here with Keith or Benjo from Hair of the Dog.
They'll figure it out now.
At Hair of the Dog. Go check them out. Stanton Orchard. Awesome bar. Let's do one more hypothetical.
All right.
Ready? Yo, J-Train, been a fan for about a year. You and Bert Kreischer are pretty much the reason I'm in college. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hypothetical. You only get one type of alcohol to drink, and you have it in your frat castle, house, or drink at a bar, and you can't drink anything else or have it in your possession. Not a specific brand, but a general type. Vodka, scotch, rye, etc. Your one type of alcohol that you can only have. What do you have?
Tequila.
What do you think?
Yeah, Malibu Bay Breezes.
Malibu Bay Breezes.
Just like one unlimited jug?
Yeah.
Bay Breezes?
A jug of Bay Breezes.
What do you think, Benjo? What's the one drink?
I think tequila only because chicks also like tequila.
They do?
But it's an upper.
Mm.
It's an upper. And so the more tequila you drink, the more amped up you are.
Man, Sam?
You know what? I like gin. I got to be honest with you.
Gin?
Yeah.
I don't keep it a pine tree? Oh, yeah, man. Why not? Get the fuck out of here.
Mix it with a little grape.
Get out of here. Great Gatsby.
Look, I got people over here that agree with me.
Man Sam just angered.
People are rioting.
Man Sam just angered the audience.
I'm sorry.
With his liberal agenda.
Can we get my security guard over here, please?
Look at that. That's a Bernie speak if I ever heard one.
Rufio's coming after Man Sam.
I'm going tequila with Benjo. With you. That money mask there. There we go. This podcast has gone off the rails.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm out.
Let's do one news story. That was a. We'll do one news story and then we'll shoot out. But Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
At Chris D Comedy, this was fantastic.
Snapchat is CDTV.
CDTV. Send him shits and tits. He needs tits. He's got a daughter.
That's true.
He needs them. Okay. Tits. We got to help him out. CDTV.
It's perfect.
That's also the name of a weird station you've never gone to.
Yeah. It's a radio station Jared did in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's
it's called CDTV.
Exactly.
All right. Later, boys.
Sam, let's do the news. One news story, and then we'll be done.
Right. Yeah, sounds good. So let me ask you. You want to do? We've been following this this kid in North Korea, which I saw that you got upset about on Twitter. He was just sentenced to 15 years hard labor in North Korea.
So he got sentenced to 15 years
of North hard labor.
What do you think of this?
Hard labor.
Yeah, hard labor. What is
he's
got
to pick apple trees and plant apple trees. That's
is that
what
really what
he's going
to
do?
Yeah. So
it's fucked up.
People are so drunk watching that they don't realize not having a mic doesn't mean you can't hear them. But that's good. I like where we're going.
And they said they're going to beat the shit out of him. Like, every day. Yeah, that's what they do.
I am done feeling bad for this kid.
What did
he do
again?
Don't give a fuck about it. How about don't go to North Korea?
Yeah.
How about don't do that?
Yeah, what was going to be next? Fucking Kuwait? What are you doing, idiot?
This is the thing. Here's what I kept thinking about yesterday. There's not one point when he tells people that he's going to North Korea that they're not like, wait, why?
Right.
He had warning. It's not like he just went and he was like, but they're not. Why would they do this to me? This kid is a kid who his whole life his mom told him how great he is. So every idea he has is fucking great. So he go, and I think he represents more to me than he maybe is.
Right.
But, dude, if I told people, I'm going to go in this lion's den to hang out for a while, you'd be like, why the fuck are you going? Don't do
now,
that.
What did he do? He tried to steal something from a church?
A sign.
Yeah, he tried to steal like a propaganda banner pretty much.
I'm telling you, if you feel bad for this kid, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Like, I don't feel bad for him 1 ounce.
They're going to get him out of there too.
That's the thing. Now we're spending government dollars
to
go get this fucking asshole out when everyone was like, don't go to North Korea. Not one person said to him that it was a good idea.
Well, I just like that the reason he went is to prove that North Korea isn't that bad.
Is that why he went?
Yeah.
Yeah, now he can go fuck himself twice. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the other. Well, no. Here's what other
shake that, convulsions.
Here's what
in
also.
Court.
Here's what also
like
made,
they were gonna understand.
Here's
them.
What also made me hate him. He is literally on TV, an American.
Yeah, like a fucking.
Dude, I've never seen a picture from World War II of a guy be like.
No.
They're all stone faced.
Yeah.
They're representing our country like men.
Yeah.
This guy went on like he couldn't eat peanut butter growing up.
Yeah. There were guys.
The best is that he's crying and he's speaking to the court, and it's like, you know how you watch like a UN session,
yeah,
and there's the translators there?
Yeah.
So he's freaking out. He's like, I'm not gonna think of my family. And then there's a translator being in Korean.
Saying it in like plain English.
He's not gonna see his family.
Yeah, well, too bad. You shouldn't have been such a fucking idiot. Yeah, I'm going to go in the Lions' den today. Oh, yeah, the Lions will be fine to me. They're nice to me because I'm me. No way. Chris, thank you for coming
Thanks
on.
Thanks for having me, boys.
At Chris D Comedy. Go there find him, support him. Fantastic.
We got one other thing.
Hair All right. of the dog. Benjo, Enjoy. Thank you for having us. Man Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a
shout out Yonkers.
APD. John J. APD, thank you for coming out and support.
We're happy to have all these people here. So we were going to do one shotgun. For our boy Kevin here.
Kevin's gonna get a shotgun.
Yeah, so our
but
boy.
We don't, can our, they listen to this or?
I don't know.
We can end the show.
We actually have 12 cans of beer coming our way.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So we're done here, man. Sam, everyone's kind of broken up at this point. We just shotgunned a beer.
Yeah.
You can watch the shotgun that we did on my Instagram, Jared Freed.
This was a lot of fun here today,
this
man.
This is a good
this
time.
Got a good crowd.
I don't know if this was a mess for the listeners or not.
Honestly, we got through the emails good. We got through a few hypotheticals.
Good hypotheticals. I like those. And I want to thank Benjo for having us here at Hair of the Dog. If you're coming to New York City, this is the bar you come to. Go to Hair of the Dog, get a drink, mention me and the podcast at the bar. Everyone here knows me, so you'll be taken care of nicely. And it's always packed with chicks and dudes. So if you're a girl or a guy out there that's young and looking to get out, this is the place to go if you visit the city. Also, thank you, Chris DiStefano. He's a friend of mine. I've known him since I was doing open mics, and he's super funny.
He's great. He kills it every
so
time.
So great. So if you guys are out on the – go to his website, chrisdcomedy.com. And if you're in the area that he's going to be, you should go support him. He's a fantastic comic. Man Sam, thank you for coming on with the news. The
Absolutely.
Hypotheticals at Man Sam on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Freed. JTrain56 on all platforms. Follow me. Support.